And at 9 o'clock, it's 55 degrees in Atlantic and cloudy skies, some light rain in the area. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. And the news is brought to you this hour by United Group Insurance with offices in Griswold and Atlantic. And in the news this morning, for the second time in a little over a month, a bridge in Adair County has been hit by a truck, causing traffic to be rerouted. The Iowa Department of Transportation reports the westbound Interstate 80 bridge near Casey was damaged when it was struck by a truck hauling an excavator. The accident happened around 8:30 p.m. Monday between exits 83 and 96. Scott Sewer, District Transportation Planning Director based in Atlantic, said the accident happened as the truck was traveling south on Antique Country Drive south of Casey. That same bridge was hit in nearly the same location last month.
It was the north end that was hit March 4th. By a dump truck, and it was the north end that was hit this time as well, but it appears that instead of getting one beam, they may have gotten three, possibly four beams underneath there.
The result was that traffic was being rerouted using the entrance and exit ramps at Casey. Bridge inspectors from Ames were expected to take a look at the damage within the hour and assess the structural safety of the crossing. Meanwhile, the bridge remains closed until it is deemed safe for traffic. The accident that occurred back on March the 4th happened when 62-year-old Dwayne Nelson of Casey forgot to lower the box on a 1991 Mack dump truck registered to Shelburne Construction in Greenfield. That vehicle was also traveling south on Antique Country Drive, and the box on that truck hit the westbound 80I support beam. The impact tore the box section off the truck, but it became wedged against the support beam at the point of impact. That accident happened early in the morning, and Nelson was cited for driving a vehicle with excessive height. More news in just a moment. News time is 9:02.
It happens. You listen to the voice telling you about all the money you'll save when you call 1-800-CHEAP-INSURANCE or apply online. So you do it. You think you made a wise choice, and you know your premiums will be the lowest you could find. But did that 800 number voice tell you he'd be there if you had a claim? Or did you read the fine print online? This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance, your allied insurance agents in Atlantic. I hear it all the time from people who tell me they were told how cheap their premiums would be and that they bought the cheap coverage. But when it happened, they were left making phone calls, leaving messages, and playing phone tag. Then when the check came, it didn't come close. The problem is, cheap premiums don't necessarily mean premier service. When you give me the opportunity to serve you, you can trust that I'll do the research and show you a policy from Allied that will give you coverage to help you recover from the financial obstacles that can occur when it happens. Call me today, your Allied insurance agent in Atlantic. United Group Insurance, people you know, people you trust.
Elsewhere in state news, authorities say two students and a driver were injured when the school bus they were in rolled off of a rural road in east central Iowa. The South Tama Community School District bus was taking students to school Monday morning when the accident occurred northeast of Tama. District Superintendent Kerry Nelson said there were nine students on the bus, which was driven by 67-year-old Gerald Moyer. Officials say the gravel road was soft from recent rain and may have contributed to the accident. The bus rolled onto its side as it slid off the elevated roadway. Two students and Moyer were treated at the scene and released. The Iowa House has approved more tax breaks for individuals and companies that donate to scholarships for low-income private school students. The House approved the measure 96-2 Monday, sending it to the Senate. The measure would encourage businesses, trusts, and other organizations to donate in exchange for a tax break. It also increases the tax break cap from its current level of $8.5 million to $12 million. Under current law, low-income private K-12 students can apply for a school tuition scholarship funded by cash donations from individuals. Bill's sponsor, Representative Chris Hagenow of Windsor Heights, said offering the tax incentive to companies will fund more scholarships. The Iowa Department of Revenue reports 9,209 students received a scholarship under the program in the 2011 and 2012 school year. The Iowa Senate on Monday rejected two of Governor Branstad's nominees for the board that governs the state's universities, including the current Board of Regents President Craig Lang, Senator Herman Quernbach, a Democrat from Ames, faults Lang for saying that Iowa State University should speak with one voice on agriculture.
One has to ask, what happens to all the other voices?
And Lang fell four votes short of the 34 yes votes he needed from senators to be confirmed for a second term on the Board of Regents.
We can do better. It is time for a change.
Senator Joni Ernst, a Republican from Red Oak, praised Lang for leading successful searches for new presidents at Iowa State and UNI, as well as taking steps for freeze on tuition for next year.
We can't dispute this is successful leadership. This is a record Iowans can be proud of. This is a record that any region could stand upon. This is a record that we should support.
Senator Matt McCoy, a Democrat from Des Moines, says Lange lost his vote when Lange admitted that he hadn't read a crucial memo about the Harkin Institute, which was being planned at Iowa State University.
Craig Lange's experience brought partisanship, bickering, disputes, dismay, and disgust.
Senator Mark Shulgren, a Republican from Ottumwa, says the Harkin Institute has turned into a fiasco because Senator Harkin now says the work papers from his 40 years in Congress will not go to Iowa State.
I can understand why Craig Lange would not read a memorandum and be concerned about it. I personally think it's inappropriate for us to have set up anything for a sitting senator.
Senate Republican Leader Bill Dix of Shell Rock says Lange was falling victim to needless partisanship.
Craig Lange has not been the partisan mudraker some have accused him of being.
Robert Kramer, another Branstad pick for the Board of Regents, fell 7 votes short of confirmation. An Iowa Senate panel is set to review a bill that funds the state's new regionalized mental health care system. The Senate Appropriations Committee will discuss the bill this morning. The measure would provide more than $29 million in state funding over the next 2 fiscal years for counties to administer mental health services that are not covered by Medicaid. If approved by the committee, the bill will move to the Senate floor. It's the next step in funding a plan to coordinate mental health care on a region-based system. The bill also creates a board to develop strategies to improve children's health in the state called the Children's Cabinet. It would be comprised of representatives from the State Department of Human Service, lawmakers, and community members. The Iowa House has approved legislation that would give people the option of having their lifetime gambling bans lifted so they could return to the state-licensed casinos and play the lottery. Lawmakers approved the measure on a 78-19 vote Monday. The Senate already approved the bill, and it now goes to Governor Terry Branstad. Iowa is one of 2 states that issues only lifetime bans. People who voluntarily seek the lifetime ban from the Iowa Gaming Association and industry group must forfeit any winnings to the state. Under the bill, people could rescind their decision or seek a more limited ban. The state's Iowa Gambling Treatment Program reports 3% of Iowans develop a gambling addiction. Once Branstad receives the bill, he has 3 days to act on it. Iowa officials are gathering in Des Moines to talk about expanding local broadband around the state. The one-day broadband summit will be held today at Iowa State Historical Society. It's being co-hosted by Connect Iowa and the Iowa Economic Development Authority. State, county, and other leaders are set to talk about local engagement in expanding broadband. They'll also talk about how technology impacts the state's economic future. American Rural founder and CEO Diane Smith is scheduled to give the keynote address. Iowa Economic Development Authority Director Debbie Durham will also speak on the state's current economic outlook. The summit will feature panels and other presentations. An Iowa community college says that hackers may have stolen personal information for thousands of students who applied to take credit classes in the last 8 years. Kirkwood Community College in Cedar Rapids said Monday that sophisticated hackers using an international IP address hacked into its website on March 13th. The school said the hackers gained access to archived application information from February 2005 to present that included names, social security numbers, birth dates, and other information. No financial information was stored in the system. The school says it has contacted those who may have been affected to offer free assistance, including guidance from identity theft and restoration experts and credit monitoring alerts. Kirkwood says more than 25,000 students took courses last year. It has locations in 7 eastern Iowa counties. And Drake University in Des Moines plans to severely limit the sales of plastic single-serving bottles filled with water. A student-led campaign persuaded officials to ban sales of the bottles from most places on the campus starting next fall. Dozens of colleges around the country have adopted or pursued similar limits. In fall, each new Drake student will receive a reusable bottle that can be filled at so-called hydration stations, which are special water fountains around campus that make it easy to fill tall bottles. And a Western Iowa man has pleaded not guilty to murder in connection with a fatal shooting outside of a small town bar. 28-year-old Benton Wingrove is charged with killing 29-year-old Adam Larry in Dow City after the two men argued at a bar. Both men were from Dow City. Authorities say Larry left the bar first but was shot while driving his car, which crashed into a house. And prosecutors say that Wingrove fired nearly a dozen shots at Larry as he tried to drive away. And Wingrove had a handgun when he was arrested. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, 2 American service members are dead after the crash of a NATO helicopter in a field in eastern Afghanistan today. Officials say the cause of the crash is under investigation, but initial indications are there was no enemy activity in the area at the time. The international force didn't identify the nationality of those killed, but a senior U.S. official confirmed they were Americans. Hundreds of flights have been canceled today at Denver International Airport. The region is bracing for up to 20 inches of snow from a storm that earlier brought winds gusting up above 80 miles per hour to some parts of California. The Denver school system has closed all schools and offices today. Stocks are opening higher on Wall Street after the first quarter corporate earnings reports started off on a strong note. Aluminum maker Alcoa reported earnings late yesterday that came in ahead of analysts' forecasts. The stock rose 0.5% in early trading today. Police in Connecticut are holding a man who they say pulled out a BB gun that resembled a rifle as President Obama's motorcade passed by yesterday. Authorities say the man was pacing back and forth before pulling out the gun. Obama had been returning to the airport after giving a speech on gun control. And a retired Texas veterinarian has filed a lawsuit challenging state regulations that prevent him from evaluating animals and giving veterinary advice over the Internet. For several years, Ronald Hines had been giving advice about cats, dogs, monkeys, and other exotic animals over the Internet, sometimes for free and sometimes for a flat $58 fee. Last month, though, the Texas Veterinary Board suspended Hines' license for a year. They said state law bars veterinarians from relying solely on the telephone or Internet to evaluate an animal. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next.
It happens. You listen to the voice telling you about all the money you'll save when you call 1-800-CHEAP-INSURANCE or apply online. So you do it. You think you made a wise choice, and you know your premiums will be the lowest you could find. But did that 800 number voice tell you he'd be there if you had a claim? Or did you read the fine print online? This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance, your allied insurance agents in Atlantic. I hear it all the time from people who tell me they were told how cheap their premiums would be and that they bought the cheap coverage. But when it happened, they were left making phone calls, leaving messages, and playing phone tag. Then when the check came, it didn't come close. The problem is, cheap premiums don't necessarily mean premier service. When you give me the opportunity to serve you, you can trust that I'll do the research and show you a policy from Allied that will give you coverage to help you recover from the financial obstacles that can occur when it happens. Call me today, your Allied insurance agent in Atlantic. United Group Insurance, people you know, people you trust.
In the funeral announcements, LaVon Galeson, age 92 of Manning, died Friday at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for LaVon Galeson will be today at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning is in charge of the arrangements. Irma Nissen, age 84 of Elkhorn, Nebraska, and formerly of Shelby, died Saturday. Funeral services for Irma Nissen will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Minden United Church of Christ. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Paul Clifford, age 86 of Atlantic, died Friday. Funeral services for Paul Clifford will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Sam Weiss, age 86 of Manning, died Saturday. Funeral services for Sam Weiss will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Mary McCaffrey, age 93 of Manila, died Saturday. A mass of Christian burial service for Mary McCaffrey will be tomorrow, or rather on Thursday, at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has the arrangements. Sean Scott Hockenberry, age 31 of Atlantic, died Sunday. Services for Sean Hockenberry will be Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Ed Van Tyker, age 98 of Manning, died Sunday. Services for Ed Van Tyker are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by United Group Insurance. They're people you know and people you trust.